Well, Western Australia is also confronting a fire emergency today with a massive blaze to the north of Perth, now entering its fifth day. Danny Moscone is the incident controller with the WA Department of Fires and Emergency Services. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, let's start with Yanchep Fire, which is about 50 k's north of Perth. It's been burning since Wednesday. What's the latest? Is it still at emergency level?
So there are a couple of areas within the fire ground that are still at emergency level. We'll be reviewing that this morning. We've got weather temperatures peaking around 11 o'clock this morning. So once we get through the first part of the day, then those emergency warning areas will be reviewed. We've done a lot of work last night consolidating containment lines, continuing to patrol and mop up through those areas.
And we've heard reports of some property damage. What can you tell us about potential losses there?
So the only property damage we've had is a loss of one house and damage, and loss to a petrol station, service station. That was on day one of the fire. Some of the reports I've had back is up to 6,000 properties have been saved by the great work of the crews on the ground, supported by fixed wing and helitac suppression.
And we've seen firefighters in the east of the country overwhelmed by the scale of the fires. We just heard from Shane Fitzsimmons there in New South Wales. How many fires are burning now in WA, and just how stretched are firefighters?
Look, to be honest, I don't have oversight over the fires across the state. I've been focusing on the fire here. I do understand there was a significant fire yesterday down in the Collie area. We also had a fire in the Magumba area, which is north east of the fire I'm at, and another fire south of Perth. So, look, certainly nothing to the scale of New South Wales, we rely heavily on volunteers, and there's certainly some weary volunteers out there.
Have you been getting any support from other parts of the country?
No, not at this stage. No, we've got things in hand across Western Australia at this stage.
So tell me about the conditions on the ground today. You mentioned that temperatures are likely to peak around 11 o'clock. Just how high are they forecast, and what sort of day are you anticipating?
Yeah, certainly a better day than what we've had over the past 4 days. We've had, I believe yesterday on the fire ground, we had a maximum temperature of about 43 degrees. So that dropped significantly today around 12 o'clock. We're looking at a temperature of max 33 degrees and winds at about 20 kilometres. So a lot better than previous days.
Well, let's hope that the easing in conditions does certainly give you a chance to bring things better under control and give some of those firefighters a break. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Danny Moscone is the incident controller with the WA Department of Fires and Emergency Services.